Today on our Gospel Truth broadcast, we're talking about what causes our heart to become hardened. And in a nutshell, it's just whatever your focus is on. Your focus determines whether your heart becomes hardened or sensitive towards God. Stay tuned for our Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. So I was saying that whatever you consider controls what your heart is sensitive to. The things that you consider, study, ponder, deliberate, examine, meditate upon, focus upon, are occupied with, any of those words, whatever your heart is focused on, your heart becomes sensitized to that. Whatever you fail to consider, your heart becomes hardened to. And there needs to be a distinction made here between considering and just having knowledge about. For instance, here's what I'm talking about. You could take scriptures that say, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 puts it into the past tense. By the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Past tense. There are many people that have heard that scripture. They have that knowledge. But you know what? They may spend, 5 minutes, 10 minutes during a message sometime hearing somebody talk about that. And so they kind of grab that truth. They hold on to that scripture and they've got it. It's still in their memory banks. They could quote the scripture to you, but they may not spend more than 5 minutes in a year thinking on the fact that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. And then they spend the rest of their time watching television, reading books, magazines, health issues, different things where people are constantly saying the opposite of that, that we aren't healed, that you know what, there's an increase of heart disease, there's an increase of obesity, there's an increase of sugar diabetes and high blood pressure and have you got this and it's flu season and have you got it yet? Not will you get it? Some people don't get it, but no, they imply that you will get it. Have you got it yet? And you hear a million voices countering the fact that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. So you spend, let's just say, 5 minutes a year thinking on by His stripes I was healed, and you spend thousands of hours a year hearing people's testimonies of how they weren't healed, how this person died, how this report says this is going to happen. You hear things in your own body. Your doctor told you you've got this problem. You listen to Aunt Susie talk about how Uncle Fred died. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You just hear a million hours of negative things, 5 minutes a year thinking about by His stripes we're healed. Now let me ask you, what is your heart going to be dominated by, controlled by, sensitive to? Well, I can guarantee you it's going to be what you have been programming it with, what it's been focused on the majority of the time. You may still retain in your mind, if somebody says, well, have you ever heard the scripture, Isaiah 53:5, that by His stripes we were healed? And you say, oh yeah, I know that. I know exactly where that is. You could quote that. You could quote it where it was quoted in the New Testament, Matthew 8:17. You could quote 1 Peter 2:24. You know all of these things. The knowledge may be there, but that knowledge isn't impacting you. It's not changing you because you have spent 5 minutes thinking about that positive thing and 1,000 minutes thinking of the negative things. The thing that you think upon the most is going to control what your heart is dominated by and controlled by. Let me turn back over to Mark chapter 8. Those of you who watch the program every day will remember that last week I was using Mark chapter 8 verses 17 and 18 to give kind of a list of symptoms of a hardened heart. And Jesus said this in Mark chapter 8, verse 17, it says, when Jesus knew it, He saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet? That's one of the symptoms, not being able to perceive. Neither understand. That's another symptom. You can't understand. Even if somebody shows you something and you can see it, you can't understand it. And then it says, have ye your heart yet hardened? Then in verse 18, having eyes, see ye not? That's another symptom of a hardened heart, you just can't perceive. You can't see spiritual things. It's like you're blind spiritually. You just can't see. You stumble and make the same stupid mistakes over and over. It says, and having ears, hear ye not. Spiritually speaking, you just can't hear the voice of God. It's like God doesn't talk to you. That's a symptom of a hardened heart. And do ye not remember? That's another symptom of a hardened heart, is an inability to remember. And then in verse 19, he says, when I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? In other words, Jesus was describing symptoms or conditions, characteristics of a hardened heart. And he listed all of these things, not being able to remember. And then he says, now don't you remember when I fed the 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 12. And he says, and when I fed the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? And they said, 7. My point is, they had knowledge. They still had information. They could answer the questions. But those questions, the answers, weren't impacting their life. It's just, in a sense, as if they didn't know the answer, because the answer wasn't changing them. It wasn't affecting their life. And brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people. There's many of you watching this program right now that when I say, do you know that it's God's will to heal? You can quote a scripture. And you say, oh yeah, 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You can quote scriptures. You have knowledge. But because you don't focus on that, because you don't meditate on it, study, ponder, deliberate, and examine it, because you aren't staying your heart upon that, instead you just take this little piece of information and file it away in your memory bank somewhere, and then you occupy yourself with the same junk, the same unbelief, the same doubt and fear that everybody else listens to, your heart has become hardened towards that truth. And the end effect is, it's just the same as if you didn't even know the truth. You know, the Bible says, Jesus was speaking in John chapter 8, verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. People often quote that, take it out of context, and miss some of the context that really empowers that and makes it work in our life. And they just say that the truth shall make you free. No, you can have truth, and it won't make you free until you know it. And this isn't talking about just mental assent, just an intellectual knowledge that if somebody says, can you quote a scripture about Jesus healing, and you can quote the scripture. It's not that type of knowledge. It's talking about experiential knowledge, a heart level knowledge to where you understand it. You're applying it to your life. It's working. The life that is in that scripture is being released into you and producing results. Did you know that it's that kind of knowing that releases the power of God? And the way you get that power out of the Word is to be focused upon it, to do what it says in Mark chapter 6, to consider. When you consider, study, ponder, deliberate, examine, focus on. As Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, this one thing I do. When you are single-minded in your focus, then the scripture that has all of the life of God in it will release its full potential to you. But when you just hear the scripture and you only get a surface level and you haven't meditated in it until that power is released into your life, in a sense, you're worse off than if you didn't know scripture. Because if you didn't know it, you wouldn't be confused. You would say, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was God's will. You didn't know how to do something. But what's worse is when you hear the truth and you have that truth enough that you can retain it and still quote it. You have at least recognition that it's the truth. But then if you neglect it and don't stay focused upon it, you know what? Your heart just instantly begins to start being hardened to the things that you don't consider. That's what Mark chapter 6, verse 52 is saying. They considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was yet hardened. If you, whatever you are failing to consider, your heart is becoming desensitized to that. You know, I could make a million applications of this, but many of you have had traumatic experiences happen. Maybe you were abused when you were a child, either sexually, physically, emotionally, or something else. If you focus on what's happened to you, if you rehearse that and go over and over and over and over and over that in your mind, if it has become a stronghold so that everything that happens to you, you filter it through that experience and you're constantly focused on that experience, did you know that that experience will still have the same impact on you as it did when you were a child? You'll still be experiencing those hurts and things like this. But if you could get rid of that focus and quit focusing in the past, if you could do like the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and forget the things that are behind and look forward unto the prize of the high calling of God, the great things that God has done for you, then you know what? The more you don't think about those negative circumstances, the more distance will get between you, the less impact it will have. You will desensitize yourself to what you don't think upon. That's a powerful truth, and it can be used in the positive, to distance yourself and to diminish the impact of negative experiences, but it can also work against you. And that's what happens lots of times with hardness of heart. We get focused on our living situation, on our work. It doesn't have to be sin. Just focus on something else. Get occupied with raising a family, making a living, doing these things. And many of us just neglect the things of God. It's not that we reject it. It's not that we say, I don't believe it anymore. We just aren't focused upon it. It's not this one thing that we're doing. We're doing multiple things, and we are losing our focus. And the moment you do that, the impact of what God has shown you begins to be lessened. You begin to start being hardened, insensitive to the things of God the moment you get occupied with something else. Man, this is just getting good. There's some things I've got to share with you that could change your life, but we're out of time. So join me again tomorrow. And I also encourage you to listen and take advantage of these materials that our announcer will be sharing with you.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a four-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK58 titled The Cause Part 1 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
It's our premier event of the year, the 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Join us Monday, June 28th through Friday, July 2nd at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel for an experience you'll never forget. Morning speakers include Karis Bible College instructors, and Andrew Womack will be teaching each evening. Praise and worship with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc, a full children's ministry, and so much more. Bring the family and enjoy Colorado. It's a wonderful opportunity to take the Colorado vacation you've always wanted. For reservations and more info, log on to awmi.net and click on Meetings. The 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd. Change your life. Change the world.